Good morning. It's about 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. And joining me in the studio today, we have a whole group from the Mountainside Family Healthcare Clinic. We have Kay Turner, who's the Director of Outpatient Services. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
And Dr. Dick McGrath, who is a primary care provider.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Patrick Williams, who is the clinic manager. Good morning, Patrick. Patrick, maybe you could start by telling us, this is kind of a special year for the walk-in clinic in particular.
Yeah, it's something that we've been doing for the past 3 years. It's our third year anniversary. We're really excited about continuing to offer high-quality care for the community. It's open now 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then also Saturday 1 to 5 p.m. And we have two physician's assistants that help guide our walk-in clinic on a daily basis. And then we also have a whole host of providers that also fill in for patients, so there's not much wait time. So it's something that we've offered the community for quite a while. We feel like we're doing it consistently and well, and we're really excited that it's our third year. It's our third year anniversary, so it's a good thing.
And Kay, you're the Director of Outpatient Services, which go hand in hand in some ways with the walk-in clinic. What are some of the other services that make this clinic so unique?
Absolutely. We have outpatient radiology services, a full lab available, you know, as needed. We also have rehab, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, basically anything that's needed, you know, we can get people in right away.
Awesome. And Dr. McGrath, you come to Sitka for 2 weeks a month, or what's your schedule coming here?
No, I was originally coming for 2 weeks just to work in the hospital and the ER for the past 3 years. And then I had quite a few requests to see patients in the hospital. So I talked to administration and now am up here permanently every year, every day, it seems like, taking care of patients in the emergency room and mainly the Mountainside Clinic at this point.
And Dr. McGrath, what is a walk-in clinic good for?
A walk-in clinic is great because if you have something that you feel you need to be seen right away, then you can go there and be seen quite quickly. And what is nice about that is there is less wait time. You don't make an appointment. And so if you have something you feel that needs to be addressed immediately, you can go to the walk-in clinic and we'll see you. Now, you can also, if you can't get into the primary care provider at times, you can go to the clinic, to the walk-in clinic, and be seen there. Then that provider then talks to the primary care physician and they communicate, so there's a good consistency of care and the continuity remains. So that's real important with taking care of people, instead of seeing one doc, flip over to another one, and then go back. So you have the consistency of care, and that's what's nice in the clinic. There's a lot of teamwork that goes on, and the doctors help the physician assistants and vice versa. So and I've been there for a month now, and in the 3 years I've seen it operating, and it does operate very well.
And how long have you been in the medical field?
As of June 1st this year, it's 48 years.
So a long time.
Yes, a long time.
And in those many years, I imagine you've been to a lot of places and seen a lot of things. What can you tell us about that?
I started off in Colorado. I was there for 23 years, and mainly up in the mountains, in the rural area. Most of my practices have all been in the rural area, and built a couple clinics and a small hospital in Colorado, and took care of Rocky Mountain National Park, the west side, and Winter Park ski area, and then worked in Denver also, before I came to, went to Dillingham, Alaska, and then was there for 5 years and went out to the remote villages, and that worked out well. We had a program there where we took anybody that came through the door, and we'd go to the villages where the natives were, and it was quite interesting and an eye-opener coming from Colorado. And after that, I went to Burma, which is Myanmar, and spent a year in the jungle. I was the NGO, I was the medical director for the country. So we stayed there, and I was teaching medicine and surgery out in the jungle.
Wow. What is a jungle hospital like?
Fairly remote. There's a generator sometimes, and it's usually treating dysentery, real illnesses, and malaria, both pediatrics and adults. And it's built out of bamboo sticks and poles and thatched roof. And you bring your own water. The people have to bring their own food. And usually part of the relatives stay there. They have their own bamboo mats that they sleep on. And we use the IVs mainly for malaria and dysentery.
Wow. Have you been to other places in the world to practice medicine?
Cambodia. I was in Cambodia, Thailand, then also China, where I've gone for the last 8 years for a month each time, to the remote area up on the North Korean border and Russian border. And then just came back from Papua New Guinea out in the jungle there,
mm-hmm.
where it was quite exciting, climbing up a mountain and doing surgery at night in a hut with headlamps with a nurse and very little equipment. And the patient was laying on a dirt floor. So
wow.
It was pretty interesting. It was challenging. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you've been tested in many ways, probably.
Probably more than what I wanted. Keeps your blood pressure up and sweat.
So in over 4 decades practicing medicine in mostly rural places, do you have any other exciting stories of adventure in medicine?
Several. One of them that comes to mind, once where we went into a village and I walked outside after spending all day seeing patients and teaching, and I spooked a herd of cows. Well, there was only about 12 of them, and they ran over this fellow's remote hut and his garden, and he came out and was yelling and screaming at me, and I was trying to apologize, but then he grabbed a spear and started chasing me, and subsequently I outran him. I was in much better shape then. And so then I was told that I stay with the group from there on out and just do that.
And not spook the cattle.
Yeah, and not spook the cattle. Right.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Dr. McGrath. He's a primary care provider at Mountainside Family Healthcare Clinic. We also have Kay Turner, the director of outpatient services, and Patrick Williams, the clinic manager, here in the studio. And it's the 3-year anniversary of the walk-in clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, can you tell us again, how can people access the walk-in clinic?
So our walk-in clinic's open again Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Saturday, 1 to 5. And you can call at any time, 747-1722, to touch base with our receptionist, and they'll get you on the schedule and tell you, the best time to come in. But I just want to hint on what Kay said earlier again, where really excited to offer all-inclusive care in one location, and that's something that I think is very unique to the area. So if you have a complication and you need lab work done or radiology or even rehab, we have everything there in one place. And our administration team and our provider team are all on one page. They work together. We're able to bring great docs on, like Dr. McGrath, who has extensive experience in many different areas, on board to serve the community, and it's something that we've been doing for a long time. So, it's a 3-year anniversary of the clinic, the walk-in clinic, but we're doing a lot of other great things as well.
Awesome. Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
I might mention that I was also an assistant professor at 3 different med schools teaching.
Wow. So this is Dr. McGrath, and if you do go to the walk-in clinic, we'll... patients get to see you. Is that right, Dr. McGrath?
At times. I'm there usually for patients that are stable, but I fill in also with the walk-in clinics.
And if you do get to see Dr. McGrath, make sure and ask him about the time he was chased by a man with a spear or any of your other amazing adventures in rural places. Thank you all so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.